From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Scathing remarks today from the White House after the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks released more than 90,000 classified materials on the web about the Afghanistan war. The Obama administration charges the leak of U.S. military documents puts the lives of Americans and its partners at risk. But as Larry Miller reports from London, the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, accuses Washington of trying to divert attention from the document's real message.
At a news conference, Assange cites the example of a NATO missile strike on a civilian house that killed seven people to suggest the leaked documents point to war crimes.
It is up to a court to decide, clearly, whether something is in the end a crime. That said, prima facie, there does appear to be evidence of war crimes in this material.
Assange says he believes it was important for WikiLeaks to release the documents. He says it'll shape an understanding of the war and how the war needs to change. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is accusing NATO of causing dozens of civilian deaths last week, a claim the foreign-led coalition says it has not yet confirmed. In a statement released today, Karzai says at least 45 people, including women and children, were killed by a NATO rocket attack in a village in Helmand province on Friday. U.S.-Afghan tension over civilian casualties has been steadily building since the start of the war. The eastern U.S. is not alone in enduring a heat wave. Russia's capital is sweltering in record heat. The problem grew even worse today as fires fed by the hot weather burned outside the capital and sent dangerous smoke into the center of Moscow. NPR's David Green says the capital is bracing to hit an all-time heat record later this week.
That record set in 1920 is just over 98 degrees. It may be history this week when forecasters say Moscow could break the century mark. The city knows extreme weather, usually the cold variety. Russians barely notice when temperatures are 10, 20 degrees below zero for days. They're less accustomed to the scene today. Thick smoke choking the city, including Red Square. The smoke, officials say, is from peat fires, and it's making the air polluted and dangerous. Drowning has also been a problem as Russians seek relief. 13 people died swimming in Moscow's rivers and pools this past Friday and Saturday. The heat has been so bad that a top Russian official reportedly ordered traffic police to wear shorts and sandals on duty. The official later said he was misquoted and never told police to wear, quote, exotic forms of attire. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
The federal prosecution delivers closing arguments today in Rob Blagojevich's corruption trial in Chicago. Illinois' ousted governor is accused of scheming to sell or trade President Obama's old Senate seat. On Wall Street, Dow's up 60 points at 10,484. This is NPR News. Some 30 years after the Khmer Rouge unleashed its reign of terror in Cambodia, justice has been served against one of its leaders. As reported, an international war crimes court in Phnom Penh has sentenced a former prison commander to 35 years for war crimes and crimes against humanity. NPR's Jackie Northam was at the courtroom in Phnom Penh.
Today's verdict is the first against any leader of the Khmer Rouge, the hardline regime which killed more than 1.5 million fellow Cambodians in the early 1970s. The sentence handed to Kang Gek Yao, who goes by the single name Doik, stems back to his time as the commander of the infamous Tuol Sleng prison here in Phnom Penh. Some 16,000 Cambodian men, women and children who passed through the prison were brutally tortured and executed for being suspected enemies of the Khmer Rouge. Doik's sentence could be reduced from 35 to just 19 years due to time served and other factors. It's very possible the 67-year-old could one day walk free. Some Cambodians at the trial said they weren't bothered by what they thought was a relatively light sentence. They said it's taken 30-some years, but they finally got to see justice for at least one leader of the Khmer Rouge. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Phnom Penh.
In the U.S., hundreds of endangered baby sea turtles are back in the Gulf of Mexico, despite concern the hatchlings will encounter the oil spill. Federal biologists in Texas released the Kemp's Ridley hatchlings today as the public watched on. Thousands more have been released since federal authorities decided last month that it was safe enough because Texas hadn't been as severely affected as other states by the spill. But some environmentalists argue the government should have waited until the oil spill was cleaned up. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.